Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And the NLI stands for Neurolinguistic Innovation. And I also got a new website coming up called Common Sense Politically Incorrect, and that's going to be about people posting innovative ideas and connecting people with each other to open their eyes to innovation and partnerships or whatever it takes, because I really come to a new realization this week. But first, I want to talk about my guest Thursday night. It's going to be Patrick Fungal and Gerard Samiller with Freedom of Speech Publishing. I just signed a publishing contract with them, and they're going to be on to explain how their innovative ways will help authors publish their book. But tonight I want to talk about poverty consciousness. And I really didn't realize it. Well, I have realized it for a long, long time, but it's really come to fruition. Taxing the rich is really showing me that this country and the world live in a poverty consciousness, because they want to always take the wealth from somebody and they're using taxes to dissipate wealth. That's been a tried tactic since the beginning of time, and it's never, ever, ever done what it was supposed to do. It's always lacked and fell behind, and really, it's probably one of the biggest recession setters there is in history. And taxing the rich isn't going to get us, but there's something that we've been taught since the beginning of time. Work for a paycheck. And am I guilty of that? Yeah, I'm a union electrician, and I make pretty good money. I can make in the higher echelon. I'm over in the top 50% every year in the higher echelon of wage earners. We even make more than most businesses, and we have benefits. But something that I've really opened my eyes to, that has actually been the thief of my dreams, trying to fit in and do something else, because it's really, you use all your innovative wit at work, and as you're using that innovative wit at work, you go home tired and you don't really want to put it forth into your own life because of what other people say and what other people think. This country and this world really sets down and looks at what other people think. Rich people really, if you pay attention to them, they don't give a damn what anybody thinks. And that's what makes them very astute, magnetizing the world with newborn energy. The people that got rich defied what other people would do. And did they have challenges? Yes, they did. And that's where they really need to explain, is they set through. There was a time where they become wealthy. There was either going to go broke or go forward. And they set through the hot skillet of the trying times. And that's what most people don't want to do. I've been on this journey since 1998. And I'm now just finally getting ready to move forward and really spread my wings, because it's been a full-blown challenge. And thing I've really come to understand is I had to go through an egotistical fissuring of my old ways, of my male egotistical energy. And that's basically what we're doing right now. And as much as I don't like saying this, women actually understand personal growth and life better than men, because we got to be right. And that's what fear is, of egotistical attachment to being right. And that's what it is. It ain't a false evidence appearing real. Fear is a ferocious emotional attachment ruining your dreams. And Fear Is My Friend will be going to publish here pretty soon, along with The Flow and the Glow of the book and the three CDs. But here's the thing you really have to open out to remember about life. Life is going to deal you challenges and chaos, but really challenges and chaos is collaborating harmony, aggrandizing, lively, luminary, expanding, newborn genius every day. The world is wisdom in action, but we look at it as challenges. And that's what aggravates us and makes us mad. And we latch on to the poverty because it's easier to stay broke, but it's more work to stay poor. Because most people don't want to get off the couch. Am I guilty? You bet. You can't be a personal growth person and think you're going to point the finger at other people. And I'm going to be honest with you. The personal growth industry in the spiritual world actually ingrain fear as much as anybody else because they're trying to point out their fears to you. When somebody writes, you can't do this or you do this or telling you what they're doing, they're asking the world for permission. And that's one thing the rich people don't do is they don't ask for permission. They do what is right for them. But however, there is immorals and unethics in that. But here's the thing about the corporations today. What the corporations were doing, we fought against in the early 1900s in this country, is child labor and cheap labor. When this country was moving forward and still on the gold standard in the 60s, everybody had a pretty good life. People were working. One person was working 8 hours a day, and people still had money to live. Now you got two people who are going faster and faster, and we're living in deeper poverty because, well, first of all, our dollar has no buying power, but second of all, we're too busy trying to keep up with everybody else. And I'm very guilty of some of this, but not no more, because I really starting to understand my innovative talent is where the wealth of me is. Innovation and talent are wealth and success. And the world is really looking for wealth and success from the people now because we live in a fast-paced world. But the talent that goes unused in this world, you know, you can put contracts together, you can do anything. And one of the most talented people in the world is a waitress. And one of them little off-the-road, real busy little diners. Try trying that sometime. I've really been examining the world and seeing what it is. You know, actually, that waitress has to have more on the go than a CEO. A CEO has a whole slew of people helping him make decisions. And, you know, in a way, not in a big way, but in a way, people make more choices in their daily life than a CEO does in their life because they have people to gather information and do things. And the people, it is actually going to take wages to bring this forward, but it's going to take the blue collar and the white collar collaborating because the white collar can put it on paper, but the blue collar puts it in the physical. And I've worked since 2003. We haven't been able to build things as well as we used to. We've really been stuck, and we do it in a very sloppy, unethical way now. And I mean, some of the craftsmanship that was used today and allowed to stay in, when I first got in the union in 1991, would have been tore out and thrown away. But if you look through the whole world, it is that way. We've lost our craftsmanship. And something I've seen is young people are taking over. They want young foremen, run-and-gun people. And the young people think they got there because of what they know, but they got there because they're easier to control. This country is afraid of the truth. We're a country full of challenges, but we're also a country full of ingenuity. the same time. So where do you feel that we're really lacking in life? Because when you open it up and you open your eyes to look around, there has been nothing new really invented. Yeah, there's new applications, new this, new that. But we had really the computer boom in the 90s. But you look at the 2001, you look from 2000 till today, or 1999 till today, there's been no new innovation. We've outsourced all the manufacturing plants that went overseas. They took the innovation, the retrofit, the remodels, and all the new overseas. This country has really went backwards, and the corporations are sitting on large amounts of money. But we have to open our eyes to see the world as an opportunity. And what can you start manufacturing in your own home that you can do and make the world move forward? That's what really is going on today. And high taxes and welfare is a poverty consciousness. When people think they're owed by other people to stay home, and you know, this is how disingenuous the world is right now. I go to work, I take a drug test, and I'm randomly drug tested. But we pay the people on welfare to stay home, and they can sell drugs, and they can do what they want. It's an invasion of privacy to do anything to welfare recipients, but to the hourly worker, you can do anything you choose. And here's something else. If we get hurt on the job, we're drug tested almost before we go to the hospital. A friend of mine had heart chest pains in Las Vegas, and he actually was drug tested before he got in the ambulance, and the hospital was two blocks away, and it was a $2,800 ride that he had to pay for himself. And so when you look at your paycheck, and how do you make your choices, and how do you demeanor or step down your personal ethics just to keep a job? That is very prevalent in this world today. People really, really step down their morals and ethics to keep job. And how do you become a tattletale on a job just to keep a job? That is very prevalent today, especially on some of the jobs I work in. And as I look through the world today, and when you go to a city, what makes one city different than the other? They all got the same chain stores in them. I mean, what is unique about any place in the world right now? What's unique about you? And as we look at life, we have to start living in an innovative, forward-looking, enterprising way. Because we're going to spiral and swirl in the place we're at, because the innovation and the newness that we're really looking for, we're afraid to engage in now. You know, we've been in this recession now since 2008, and the same rhetoric is going on. People have no vision of success anymore, because the government can't happen. And you know, since the 60s, and the industrial military complex, we've been stuck in the muck of the same all the time. There has been nothing new or nothing expanded on since we've done this. You know, that is something that really has to open up and be new, because we're afraid of everything we do right now, because what do we do? It's the talent of the people. That's what the world is looking for. And when you're afraid, to move forward. You're stuck in the muck of yesterday. And that's really what's happening today. We're really stuck in the muck. And we really can't move forward because we really don't understand what to do. Because all the corporations are setting on the money and they're looking for the cheapest place. The corporations of the world are not really being community savvy. They don't really care about the community and the people. All they care about is the stockholders and the deal. And, you know, I'm just looking at it, the negative campaigns taking a toll because none of them have a foresight to do this. And if you come up with a plan, they pick a department. They can only pick a plan so far because they have to stay in the same. They have to stay in the same place because they don't understand how to move forward. And it's all about campaign contribution. And that's something we have to really open our eyes to. Who is paying who for the campaign? You know, the United States is really stuck in a quandary of, I don't know. But they won't say, I don't know, because they're trying to use the same college-medicated education system of Harvard to get out of this. And it isn't anything bad. Is we just have to step back and really look at what's going on in the world. And every place I know has its share of challenges. We really, really do. Because we don't really understand what is happening. And the talent that is being wasted by everything is really, really what's really, really not moving us forward. We're disallowing the talent of the world to speak. And this world is so controlled by poverty consciousness. And as long as I'm taking advantage of somebody or messing somebody over morally and unethically, I'm doing good. You know, it's like I read in the paper, not to pick on anything, but a lady had an accident in a Walmart parking lot, and she got hurt by something that was a company's fault, but being she had some kind of insurance or something, Walmart, a multi-billion, asked for $400,000 or $500,000 back. And that's a cold-hearted country. And see, that's what's wrong with the college education system. They don't teach heart or people skills. If it's a law, and lawyers, as long as they can make a dollar, they don't care. I'm sorry, it's just time to be what it is. And you know, there is good lawyers out there and there is good people. But you know what? All you read about is the cold-heartedness of the country. We're a very selfish, insecure, immature country right now. And I really am starting to see that in the way life is moving forward. I see it when I work as an electrician. People are really, really afraid. Yeah, they all put best foot forward, but if you watch their body language and things change. And now I'm reading they want to tax motorists by the mile. You know, where do they think we're getting new money? Nobody's getting a raise. I just read that there's a deal on MSN, is this a fair way to tax motorists? Put a per mile tax. Where do they think we're getting this money? And they say they want their family friendly, but that isn't true. This country is really anti-family and corporate friendly. And that is something we really, really have to open up to. We're so afraid to lower taxes and let people have more money. What if we lowered it 10%? Lowered everybody's tax rate 10%. That would be $100,000 more for the economy. And they'd actually make more money in taxes because there'd be more free money. And, you know, here's the thing. The Republicans and Democrats love to raise taxes. Ronald Reagan raised taxes by closing loopholes. George W. Bush, all the property taxes, every tax is going up, but wages and everything else are staying the same. You know, these guys can only see as far as a balance book. They cannot see real life. And as they keep raising taxes, what does a tax do? It takes from the private economy. But you never hear a politician say, I'll take a pay cut. No, they actually get a $5,000 or $6,000 or cost of living raise every year, plus all the other perks of their 527. You know, we have to really, as American people, open our eyes to what's going on and really, really start having an innovative playground for people to expand. You know, ever since we went into the corporate farming, the corporation, the corporate, really basically corporate fascism, let's be honest. And really, fascism means I steal from mankind. And basically, that's what's going on here, is everything is business-oriented, but it isn't business-oriented. It's really anti-people. And you tell me one thing. People have to open their eyes to understand it's people that generate wealth and success in the world. It's about us ingraining and it's really about us engaging in our own talent. And, you know, you see this barter deal on TV. Well, bartering is going to become a big, big part of this world because we're going to have to start doing things with each other because basically we're not going to make enough money if the wages don't come up. We're actually, as a union electrician, we were making $27 in 1997. We're up to $40, $39. We've had a $12 an hour raise since 97, and that's 14 years. And everything else has went up. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but if you look at a CEO's salary, the guy from Monsanto makes $300 million. And here's what people don't understand. That $300 million comes out of Monsanto's bottom line and goes into the price of their product, just like an hourly worker. If he made $100 million, that $200 million went into the people's pockets. How would that expand? See, I am for people making as much as they can, but when does it become financially dysfunctional to the rest of the world? And see, this is something that's went on since the beginning of time. And you know, history, you have to learn from history. The only thing we learn from history is how to do the same thing. If we was really going to learn from history, would we keep doing the same thing over and over again? And how would you do it? When you learn from history, you're learning the same thing. It's when history, because history has two things. It's history of the world and history of personal history. And how have we let history control us? It's about us opening our eyes to see our innovative wise expand through our entrepreneurial listening. And that's where we really have to see where the wind blows. And we're so poverty conscious right now, where actually debt is poverty consciousness, and I have debt. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm perfect in any way, because I'm the most imperfect person I know. And I probably got ADHD, and I probably got a whole bunch of things, but I am happy with my morals and integrity. And that is something that is very important to me. And I'm willing to share my life learning lessons with everybody, because what I choose to do will expand the world. And if you go to my my blog site at cowboywisdomnlpcoaching.wordpress.com, you will get some life expanding. And something else I've learned and really expanded into, this world is very left brain, even though they think they're not, but they're very left brain. And just because somebody's phony nice doesn't mean nothing. Watch their body language and watch what they write. That will explain everything to you as you go forward. And as I said earlier, the people from Freedom of Speech Publishing will be here Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will get your publishing. They're called the Zen of Publishing. And as we move through this, how do you feel you're afraid to expand because of the money? How would it feel to take the money out of the equation and expand? Because life is about energizing enterprising energies to energize a cash flow. And that is something this country hasn't done. Corporate and personal welfare is a poverty consciousness. The corporations will not do nothing unless they get tax breaks. And they're really not being community responsible, but they want everything a community will give them without giving anything back. And that really, really is not right. And I'm not talking about grants. I'm talking about wages. They come in and they'll take everything. And like when I was working in Portland in the late 90s, they had all that intel work, but there was streets they couldn't afford to pay for because of that. Boeing moved to South Carolina out of Everett. And I got a feeling Boeing ain't going to like this move, but they tried to outsource the 787 around the world and had nothing but pure challenges. And here's the thing about all this. Life is about people and the quality of life that people choose to experience. That is something that this world really needs, is really challenged by, and it's time to open up. And now we see Spain is going to need a financial bailout. But if you look at all the industrialized countries, or so-called industrialized countries, they will they will get a bailout. But all the countries in the world that are into this game, they all are very, very challenged right now. And that's something we have to open our eyes to. And we're down to 90 seconds, and I want to, you can go check out my website at cowboy-wisdom.com. You can email me at rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. My coaching and stuff is about innovation and opening people's talents and not telling you all your problems. That you already know without anybody doing. But when people are telling you that you have problems, they're telling you their problems. Remember that when you're looking for a coach. Anyway, you thank you and have a good night. And I want to thank all the listeners and all the people that listen to the archive shows. And we will see you Thursday night with Freedom of Speech Publishing. And good night.